Welcome to this installment of the AIDS Pandemic, a podcast hosted by Dr. David Wessner from the Department of Biology at Davidson College. I'm Dave Wessner. By now, many of us have heard some of the numbers. Over 70% of the people worldwide with HIV/AIDS live in sub-Saharan Africa. 5.4 million people in South Africa are infected with HIV. Over one-third of the population of Swaziland is HIV positive. AIDS clearly has ravaged the continent of Africa. With me today is Jessica Hodge, a Davidson College student who recently spent some time in Zambia and experienced the effects of HIV/AIDS in this country firsthand. Welcome, Jessica.
Thanks, Dr. Wessner. I'm happy to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about your experiences this summer?
Sure. I traveled with 8 other students and a Davidson faculty member to Mwandi, Zambia, which is a rural village with 8,000 people. We worked in the village hospital for 3 weeks. This hospital struggles just to provide the medical necessities for patients, including hospital sheets, gauze, and even healthcare workers. The village itself is not well developed, and the majority of people live in mud huts. Running water and electricity is also rare. At the hospital, we followed clinical officers on rounds each day, and then worked in various areas of the hospital, including the outpatient ward, the mother and child center, and the antiretroviral therapy center. We also worked on our own research projects. In my project, I examined the function of the new ARV clinic and compared it to clinics in Haiti and in South Africa.
Well, what kind of treatments are available? You mentioned you worked in an ARV clinic. Are ARVs readily available in Mwandi?
They are. The Zambian government received funding to for the hospital to open an ARV clinic in December of 2005. So right now, there are 5 first-line drugs available for people with HIV/AIDS. This clinic essentially follows WHO HIV treatment guidelines, and it seems that this clinic is operating pretty well. Right now, there are 120 patients on antiretrovirals, and they seem to be progressing very well. Of course, this hospital has very limited resources, so they face a lot of challenges on a daily basis, but it's very exciting that this medication is available for them.
That's great. I'm sure it's a big turnaround from just a few years ago. Can you comment at all on the attitudes toward HIV/AIDS in Mwandi? Is stigma there a big problem?
Stigma is a huge problem, but the situation does seem to be getting better. According to Dr. Case, who is the faculty member who's been now to Mwandi 5 times, the stigma against HIV/AIDS is very different now than it was 5 years ago. For example, 5 years ago, the doctor in the hospital never even said the word HIV positive or HIV at all. But now they're using the words seropositive and HIV positive. So the fact that people can even talk about it and say those words is a pretty big step, according to Dr. Case.
How did this trip change your views about HIV and AIDS?
This trip has really helped me understand the HIV/AIDS situation in a much more real and significant way, and it's placed a face on this pandemic for me. I had expected before I went that it would be that people would be much more hopeful now that antiretroviral therapy was available. Before we went, before ARVs were available, HIV was a death sentence for a lot of people because treatment was not available. But now, once the treatment became available, I thought, oh, people are gonna be much more full of hope, they're gonna be excited to do new things, but this is not necessarily the situation. It is getting better. And there's a lot that's being done right now to make the situation better. But there are still many challenges in this culture. And clearly, when you treat HIV, you're not just treating the disease, but you're treating all the other social and economic factors in that community. So in general, my view of HIV/AIDS has been changed in that I understand what it's like to talk to someone with HIV and to take their vital signs. And even talking to patients and hearing what they have to say about being positive is such an intense and eye-opening experience. I remember one patient who said that she was just constantly worried about what would happen to her children after she died. So this trip was a wonderful and intense experience, and I feel very fortunate to have gone as a participant.
Great. And it sounds what you said, like the situation is certainly not perfect in Zambia, but things are getting better.
They definitely are.
Good. Well, Jessica, thanks for sharing that with us.
Thank you for having me.
Until next time, I'm Dave Wessner.